We're here at the track for New Balance Nationals Indoor, and I am joined by a legend at this event, two-time national champion in high school, Roisin Willis, now joining us from Stanford. Thanks for making the trip all the way out to Boston just for this.
Of course. I mean, I had to come for New Balance Nationals, and I'm here. So
you're here, obviously, for the NCAA meet. I feel like I haven't talked to you in a little while. How's everything going?
Yeah, I mean, I've grown a lot, in the past year. Obviously, NCAAs didn't really unfold how I wanted. You know, indoors, just struggled to get back on my feet, just had some illness and stuff like that. But, you know, looking forward to outdoors, and, you know, I was excited to be here and just, you know, go out there, you know.
So what's it like being back here and seeing the races? We just saw Allie crush it in the 800. Are you getting nostalgic in any way, or are you kind of like, oh, I want to be back out there?
You know, it's crazy, like, the difference in energy. Like, you know,
okay, you said it, not me.
A lot of people have been saying it, like, major difference in energy. Like, NCAAs is pretty intense. And then to come here, like, a lot more excitement. Like, I'm seeing high schoolers, like, run out there, like, smiling before the race, which is just rare. Yeah, I mean, I just, like, love the energy here. And it's so exciting to see people, you know, break records and just having a lot of fun. So
I feel like NCAAs didn't know you could play music and that you could have someone on the microphone hyping up the crowd.
Yeah.
It's like as if the environment wasn't already intense enough, like you threw that on it.
And yeah.
So I definitely feel you. The fire is nice as well.
I know. They should take some tips from New Balance Nationals. But
there is this element that I always found in my career, and maybe you see it now coming back. There is like a lightness being around high school kids.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
This is not their job. They just are running because they're having fun.
Yeah.
It's exciting to probably be at a hotel with your teammates.
Yes.
Do you miss that? Like,
I
don't know, like, anything can happen.
I know. Like, there is kind of this, like, youthful energy, and I feel like I've really been trying to, like, channel that since, like, I've been older because everything feels more intense. There's more pressure, but, like, we made, like, signs before the race yesterday, and, like, I wrote, like, run for, like, little row, you know? Just, like, trying to, like, run for the little girl who fell in love with the sport, you know, not for anybody else or anybody else's expectations. So.
That's like a TikTok meme, I think, where it's like, don't do it for me, do it for her.
I know. Yeah.
So I guess tell me about the transition to college. First off, do we know what we're majoring in yet? Everyone wants to know.
I'm majoring in history, which
nice.
Is a bit rare for Silicon Valley, but it's just what I prefer. So, yeah.
Cool. You're a liberal arts major. College, how is it? Do you like it? You're far from home. How is that transition, I guess, dating back freshman year and now sophomore year? What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, freshman year was definitely a transition. Like, Stanford's super fun, love it, but it's definitely, like, a high-pressure place. Like, there's a lot of exciting things going on. There's a lot of exceptional people around, but I think adjusting to that was definitely different. But, I mean, the best thing there for me is just, like, my team. Like, I love my team to death. They're my family. And so having them there, like, that just keeps me going, and I think going into sophomore year, I just felt even more a part of that family. And so, you know, whether, like, you have good races or bad, like, you have those people there at home who are always there to support you, so.
I mean, one of your longtime rivals at New Balance Nationals, Juliet, obviously being able to go to school with her,
yeah.
And she crushed it this weekend. How important is it to just have those teammates who are going through those same things as you, going from high school to the college ranks?
I mean, Juliet, like, me and her have been through a lot of similar experiences, and I feel like we're just, like, growing up and, like, living life together. Like,
are you roommates?
We are not.
Okay.
We live down the hall from each other.
You see enough of each other at practice.
Yeah. We hang out a lot, but we're not roommates. But, I mean, it's just exciting to see her grow and just, like, to see her win yesterday was just obviously so exciting as a teammate and a friend and as someone who's seen her, you know, at her highs and her lows. So just to be able to be there and support her was just great.
What are we looking forward to in the outdoor season? You know, can we get a Penn Relays wheel? Like, what are we going to do?
I'm not sure. I'm not positive we're making the trip this year. We'll see. I really don't know. But I'm not sure. I think, like, I need to train for a little bit, you know, kind of lock in, because obviously it's a big summer this year. So just get some training in. Might try and work on the 400 a little bit. Put in a lot of speed work this year, so trying to reap the benefits of that. But, you know, mostly just trying to, like, focus for June. Like, that's just the goal. So
I'm sure as you're walking around, you know, there's some high schoolers probably watched you race. What advice do you give to young high schoolers here before they go off? And I'm sure they have big hopes and dreams as well. What's your best advice that you would give them, or maybe you would have given yourself a couple years ago?
I would say just cherish the people around you. Like, honestly, coming to Stanford and having like such an amazing team, like they have made such a difference for me in the sport and just how I view it. And I think like a lot of these people come from, you know, great club programs or great high schools, and just, or even just their support system, like their family, just like really leaning on that, because this sport is tough. Like, some days it's so rewarding and you feel like you're on top of the world, but other days it literally crushes you. So just having that great support system and like realizing that like that's the best thing you can gain from this sport, you know. Like, I've won a lot of races, but at the end of the day, the people I've met, the friends I've made, is most important. So
speaking of that support system, obviously New Balance, how is that conversation having to explain to maybe friends and family who don't know about the NIL and all that? Like, they must be kind of confused about this whole landscape.
Yes.
What's that whole experience been like, as a whole, as well as coming here as an athlete now?
Yeah, I mean, especially like being like, I mean, now kind of NIL has taken off, but being one of the first athletes who's differed from the brand their school, you know, represents, it's kind of a weird territory. But I think, you know, Stanford also has a lot of like NIL athletes who are kind of doing the same thing. But obviously, like, my family was really excited to see me in New Balance. You know, I've been running in New Balance since high school.
Are they getting shoes?
They've already had shoes. Okay. They don't need any, but, you know, I'll set them up. But, you know, I think it's like, it's really exciting to be with a brand that like I love so much. And I love this meet. I grew up in this meet. You know, this is kind of where like I made my first mark in the sport. So to be back here like 5-6 years later is crazy. So,
well, thanks so much for coming all the way out here just for us.
But
we're looking forward to watching you race this outdoor season.
Thanks so much.
Best of luck.
Thank you.